wise words.
So we were speaking yesterday about the halacha of these toilet blocks, toilet blocks. And we said that there's three different sorts of toilet blocks you can get. One is that goes under the rim, sits under the rim of the basic kitty, and you can get a coloured one. Why is it that when you flush the chain, then the water goes over it, you get your nice colour that you want. That's number one. Then you've got two sorts in the system itself. The one that hangs down in the system. I mean, this actually is meant to be, I think, hanging in the actual rim itself. But the rest you can hang it, you get some of them that hang in the system itself. They hang down. Or you can get like a block, a little block which sits in the water at the bottom. And that colours the water. So we said the first one, which goes under the rim, and when the water gushes down, that's very problematic, because that's mamish koichai, that's mamish a direct action. As you flush the chain, the water goes down, and therefore that's problematic on Shabbos. That's the problem of tzaveya. That's the problem, Lechor. Well, I don't know much of a way out of that one. It's very hard to say that you don't want the colour, because pashtus, I say, the colour is made that, it's meant to enhance the person, otherwise they wouldn't sell it. The fact that they're selling it like this, obviously, is that they think it's a big mile for you to have, and therefore the colour is dichali. Could be a shalva d'raisa in the tzaveya. Yeah, that's problematic. If it's a colourless one, that's better, and there's no tzaveya. So we said there's a shalva moili d'raisa, which we'll speak about in a minute. On the top, we said, the ones on top, that is a groma. The ones that are in the top of the system is a shalva groma only, it's indirect. The water refills, and as it refills, that's, it gets colour. That's a groma, it's indirect. Well, it's indirect, that's much better, and that is lechera mutter to use. Whether there's an inyan to be machmir not to use it, that I'm not 100% sure. It could be still an inyan not to do a groma on Shabbos. It's a groma, it's a ratio. Whether that's mutter lechachil, I don't know. Then we spoke about the isov moili d'reach, and we said the isov moili d'reach, actually, that is an interesting point about moili d'reach. Lechera mustn't scent water normally, so lechera should be problematic. But we read out from Aruch Shabbos yesterday, he said an interesting chiddush. I want to read it out to you, I didn't want to be it so clearly yesterday. He says that lechera is not an isov moili d'reach. And he explains, what I said to you yesterday was that he's Mimbavara, read out what he says. The fact that the smell comes out into the room is not from the water getting a scent. Because normally you always look at it that the water gets a scent and that makes now the room smell nice, basically it smells nice. He says that's not pshat. He says pshat is tivo shlachomuhud is nadif, the actual natural fact of this block is to give out a smell. That's how it makes the room smell nice. And after a while, the smell stops because there's like a crust that goes over it, and that stops the smell coming out. And by you putting water over it, that makes the crust go off, and then the smell comes out again. So even if a little bit, he says actually, even if you want to say, so what happens is, after go on mind and come in reach, even if you say a bit of water does get the smell of it, the water does get the smell of it, but that's loinichale, because the main smell, he says, is coming from the block itself, and you don't really need this part of it, and therefore he tells that should be mutter. That's what he wants to say. He does say other swaras as well. He says, first of all, it goes to ibud this water, so you've got a few swaras he wants to tie in there to say it should be more makel over here. Kitzer, that is how he wants to take on. He wants to take on that this water is mutter to use. There's no issue my rech. I must say, I spoke to a Rav in town today. He actually said I could mention his name. I'm not going to mention his name. He said to me he had Rav Vosner come to his house for Shabbos, and he put specially one of these blocks in the Beis HaKissi. He couldn't remember whether it was a coloured one or a non-coloured one. But Kitzer, when Rav Vosner went out, the block had been turned around. Because Rav Vosner moved that block out. I don't know how he did it. The master of Osnabrück moved out, so it's an interesting point. So I'm not sure, he wasn't sure. What? It was around the rim. Yeah, it was in the rim. And he said the master of Osnabrück moved out. It was hanging around on the other side.
He moved it out.
You can see when he came back to the Beis HaKissi, the thing was on the other side. It had been moved round. That means he swung the round, that was facing outside. Now, the Rav couldn't remember whether it was a colour one or not, but whatever is interesting, that means it's not so... I'm just bringing it out because this Moira is a Chiddush. I'm not sure... What? It's a bit different. Yeah, it's a bit different. But it's interesting to know. I don't know. It's a chiddush. It's Rosh. He's not 100% convinced about his moed reach. But yeah, I hear the Meister of Rosh himself says it's Roy Lachmi. Yeah, even when he says the colored one is zecher problem to use on Shabbos, and then he finishes off and he says that even a non-colored one should be mutter, but Roy Lachmi doesn't say why. So it could be because of moed reach. I don't know why. I'm not sure. What? Maybe, I don't know. It doesn't say why. This is Roy Lachmi. Okay, everybody. So that's what. He wanted to see what was what, an interesting thing, actually.
It's a bit,
I asked the Roy if I could mention this thing. He said, I can't. What?
You could have missed it by mistake. It was pushed through.
Yeah, because the Bissassi. I don't know who's doing that bit. No, he wanted, it was my Sarai. He wanted to see what the
ask him.
Yeah, it's a bit. I'm not sure. I don't
know. I'm not.
Okay, so that was more or less than our lockers. Then we just said one other thing I forgot to mention, also very important, and we said that if, for example, one has got it in the actual rim, a coloured one, so we said that it's problematic to flush the chain because it gives out a colour. And we said the best thing to do is to take it out. You can do it with a shin, or you take it out with a shin, it's the best thing. If not, there's a mokum lahokka to take it out directly with your hands. It's muksa because of kovad abrius. It's awkward, you can't use the toilet, so mine's in such a case. Therefore, there's a mokum lahatir, you can take it out directly. Okay. Ad kam, the halachas of the basic Israel. Also, you said an interesting point yesterday. It's true what you said. These ones over here, the mosh, let's say you've got a colourless liquid in here. Yeah? And you've got it under the rim. Now, that is worse, because here you haven't got the heter of Shabbos. It's a block which gives off a smell. Here it's a liquid. Here the liquid is mixing with the water and it's giving the smell to the water. Three times, yes, yeah? It's a good time in the Lechera. There, this heta over here with a block like this, this is a liquid inside here. I'm not going to close it up. But it's a liquid that comes outside here. That liquid mixes with the water, it gives a scent to the water. That's Lechera Mamish Mori Reach. That's much worse. That Lechera is more of a Mokom Lahakim in such a case there. Okay. Coming over here back to the new halachas now of makeup on Shabbos. So this is halacha on Siman Shin Gimel, Siv Chapei. The Machaber says quite clearly, Shin Gimel, Sikhapei, also le isha shetave b'Shabbos sorakaponel. A woman mustn't put on her face on Shabbos some sort of colouring agent, some sort of colouring thing. The Mishnah Berurah explains sorak hu tzova edoim, it's a red colouring. She's not doing it, it's a psik resha. I mean, the Maisa, certainly many people are doing it for that purpose, and that lechora is a problem. So the Maisa, it's clear from Shulchan Aruch that there's an issa of tzviya on guf ha'odom. It means a person mustn't cover himself on Shabbos. So the question now is, first of all, what issa is it? So the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's an Issa, as far as I remember, brings down an Issa Drabonon. Most of, Kamak, Rabbi Alocha brings down Yesh Cholki, but most of the Poskim take on that the Issa of colouring a person is an Issa Drabonon. It's not Issa Minatera. It means when a person paints a wall, for example, colours a wall, that's Issa Minatera. When a person colours himself, that's an Issa Midrabonon. It's a big question why it's Issa Midrabonon. What? Yeah, but that's a big kasha. That the all asks the kasha, the Maaseh from Kosev. It says that someone writes on his boss on Shabbos, he's Chai Chatzos. That's a big kasha. There's a very big kasha this over here. What's going on? Kosev al-Basori is Chai Chatzos. So why is Seveya al-Basori not answered? The Mishnah's Adam Tag says it's Angel Kayoma. It's very hard to understand what it means, Angel Kayoma, because it lasts for quite a while. Certainly, it lasts for more than Shabbos. It's not nothing. So certainly, the question we had was right at the beginning, what's called Kayoma for Shabbos? Could be the Be'al-Chamd or Sov, it could be just lasting for Shabbos already, is the rice already of Kayoma. It's because the Maaseh, they want to answer the Nishmah of the Chai Odom. Interesting, huh? That Ksiva, the main idea of Ksiva is there's an ois. So an ois written on your hand, even though it's going to wear away, but the Chashivas is the ois. However, Tzviya, the whole idea of Tzviya is the background it goes on. If the background it goes on is Oymer to rub off after a while, it's a Chisor and the Malach of Tzviya. Maaseh, I don't know exactly what the Hasbara is, I must say it's not clear, but the Maaseh, it's clear that they take on that colouring, what you call it, a person is an Isra Bonus, not Isra Minatoria. It doesn't help much, it's also to do. That means, practically speaking, a woman, for example, all cosmetics, such as rouge, eye makeups, blemish concealers, all these forms of colourings are not allowed to be used. Lipstick, I'm going to go through them. Let's talk about blush powders first of all, yeah? Face powder, all these things, they add a colour to the face, and they may not be used. The problem is, there is, a company which says they sell kosher makeup. Shabbos makeup. I must say, I did try to get hold of them today. I tried a few phone calls to them, I couldn't get hold of them. I mean, it's a very old advertisement. If anyone knows where I can get contact with them, I'd be very grateful. It's a big kasha, why it should be mutter. I know many of them don't like this. You see, Shlomo Zalman Sacher was very adamant that it's not a heter. What's going on? They tell me that the makeup that they're using, it's a powder which doesn't really stick to the skin. This used to be the case, but nowadays many of the powders they have are based with oil, which has got a liquid content to it. Once it's got a liquid content to it, it stays on the face very well. And therefore, many poskim are not happy with their tailing of this makeup that is for Shabbos. I say, if anyone can find me any company that allows it and it's got a heksher, I said, I've got one over here, I couldn't get hold of them, so I've tried many, many numbers, I've got a few numbers over here. I tried all the, not all the numbers, I tried a lot of the numbers, I couldn't get through to any of them. I wanted to ask them what their head is based on. The Meister of Moshe was apparently, he did used to give a heksher to Shabbos makeup. Apparently, what? Maybe, yeah. The Moshe used to give a heter, it looks like, to make up, but many side now that it doesn't apply nowadays. That I say the makeup they make nowadays is different, and therefore that is problematic. So I say, as far as I can see, I don't know, maybe there is a makeup which is mutter, but lechoira, one has to certainly find out if it's a makeup mutter. I mean, if a woman wants to put makeup on Shabbos, she has to clarify definitely that makeup is mutter to use on Shabbos. It's not easy to use. Lipstick is very problematic because, first of all, even if it's the same colour as the lips, but brightening a colour is also problematic. Yeah, that also brightening a colour is also called a block of surveyor. Like we said, with shining shoes, for example, someone's got a pair of shoes, a black pair of shoes, and he polishes the shoes up. So he wants to shine the shoe. That's also problematic. That's also called surveyor. So who are then? Someone's got lipstick, and you got a red lips. You want to put a red lipstick on. The Meister, that's what's wrong. Often, it could also be a problem. Well, yeah, sometimes the cheaper brands are not don't flow so easily. So you have to smooth it out. Sometimes the lumps come out. You have to smooth it out. So it could be a problem. Sorry. If it just goes in like a it's a glue, it's a liquid, the mouth just goes off. It's nothing there. You're not smoothing anything. Well, Mariach is you got something here. You smooth out. They go straight in, you're not smoothing it out, it goes straight into your lips. I don't know if that's a problem, I'm not sure. The mice is the problem with surveyor, it doesn't make a difference, whatever in the mice can be, this is the rice attacker. But it's the problem of surveyor, so lipstick is attacker, a serious problem. And enriching existing colour is the problem. Shabbos Kachosah is very much with all these things over here. Peret Yud Dalet, Samach Dalet, Peret Yud Dalet. Let's see if Samach Dalet. He goes through all these things over here. Also, it's worth the time. A person can't paint their lips on Shabbos. Even if you had painted it before Shabbos came in. Even the transparent one is also not allowed to be done. Again, Rabbi, there's nothing wrong with putting makeup before Shabbos. I think we have to clarify something. You must realize it's very nice for us to sit over here and say makeup is awesome. For many women, it's mamish, a very big chichelik of how they look. They feel that's how they're going. What? Oh, wrong. There's a very big chelik of it, the Meister. We really sure made it. I don't know many women like it, that they feel comfortable with makeup on. So you have to understand what's going on. So they're quite right. What he says, Lechoy, there's nothing wrong with putting makeup on before Shabbos. The problem is you go to sleep on Friday night, could well be you find it in your pillow. Now, you don't want it in your pillow. You've got 3 days, you've got Shabbos, you've got Yom Tov and Shabbos. So you have a problem. But Lechoy, that's clear. There's nothing wrong with putting on the makeup before Shabbos and Yom Tov, yeah? We're talking about doing it on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself looks like it's a serious problem. Because it's mamish a problem of tzveya. The powder, these powders, I'm not very well versed in all these powders, but all these powders which lighten up the face as well, and bring a colour to the face, that's also problematic, that's also called tzveya. There is such a thing called a concealer, a skin concealer. I mean, someone's got a mark over there, which is very unpleasant, it's not very nice. You've got a nice brown face, and you've got a little mark in there which is maybe a bit off colour. So what they do normally is they've got some sort of concealer, which you put it and blends with the rest of the face, and that covers up that patch. And that's really very embarrassing for a woman on Shabbos to be walking out without that. So there, what can you do, Rabbi Isai? Well, that's very good. You'd be a good rabbi, you know that. You'd be a good rabbi. Well, yeah, very good. But they have to come to the next stage. Now, why would they come to you on Shabbos? They put it on before Shabbos to come off. Well, that rabbi, I'm not so sure I'll go to again. I'm not sure. Put it with a shinoi. What do you say? With a shinoi. I must tell you. That's also good. It's also very practical. Yeah. The chayra, there's a mokum lahokum. I asked to ask a rob this, but there is a mokum lahokum to ask a goy to put it on, maybe. To ask a non-Jew, don't forget, we're talking about Sviya Drabonon here, yeah? On the Gufa Odom is an Isot Tzvemi Drabonon. So to ask a Goy to do a Melocha Drabonon on Shabbos, Shvus to Shvus, the Mokum Mitzvah, Mokum Hashem, whatever you call it, there is a Mokum that one could have a Mokum to understand what's going on. So if there's Mamish, a Mamish at Tzorah Godel, I say one has to ask a Rav first, but there is a Mokum to find some leniency in this point. And I say, it's for a woman, it's very, very awkward. I say, especially the Mamish, you've got 3 days Yom Tov, 2 days Shabbos, you've got 2 days Yom Tov and Shabbos, so a lot of women feel very awkward. I must say, I saw one of the poskim bring down, there was a big mile on Shabbos, not decorating yourself, during the week, not to decorate yourself too much. That minimizes the nesoyin of Shabbos. If a person doesn't decorate themselves so much on during a weekday, then on Shabbos it's not so hard. Yeah, so it's a covered Shabbos in that way, really. That person during the week, one doesn't do that so much. Sorry? What, to put it on for you? The Maaseh is a big shy in the Taz. The Taz got shy, well, the Messiah is a problem, actually. The Taz got a shaila whether Messiah is the problem by other Isurim besides by Makavanikov. The Taz is not so high when you stick your hands out. Don't know, I'm not, you're asking, is it better than the Goy? To ask a Yid. But one minute, he can't do it anyway in public. The Goy, the Yid. You're in Eretz Yisrael. Possibly. You're asking, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, can you ask a Yid to put the color on for you? Oh, he's not worse than the Goy. It's talking about Zohar. It's talking about Israel, not Chuslar. You're in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov, and he's not to keep Yom Tov the last day. So he wants to know, can you... It's better than the Goy. There's no Amir Yisrael. The pastor says, no Yisrael, Amir Yisrael on Yom Tov. Could be better, maybe. Maybe. Okay, what else is there? Then there's also this varnishing, nail varnish, also very important. Now, that's the Shemir Shabbos is very, very machmir this in the Shemir Shabbos. What? Well, one minute. So let's talk about putting the varnish on first of all. Putting on the varnish on first of all, even a clean one, but bringing out the colours is like shining shoes. So it's like you got red colours, green. What? Yeah, gloss, all these things, even the right colour, the same colour, transparent colour is also problematic. So all that is out of question. The nice situation, I was clear, that's awesome. What does come as a problem sometimes, I'd probably say, is the woman puts it on before Shabbos. All very nice, she did everything before Shabbos, she painted herself up before Shabbos, she looks very nice. It comes to Shabbos, she went to sleep Friday night, and she wakes up, and some of her paint has started coming off. So what's the problem? Oh, so the problem now is when she's dying, is it chatzitza, because she doesn't like looking like this. So I would have thought it's posher. What would you say, Rabbi Yisai? What? Maybe we don't have bread. What would you do? Oh, I don't know why you made it so complicated, everyone. What would you tell me? I have to ask you, what would you do in such a case? Take it off. Why can't you take it off on Shabbos? So we said this when we started Hilchos Seveya. If you recall, we said very clearly what's the chilek between Seveya and Kosev. We explained the chilek between the Melachos, and we said the big nafka minah that Kosev has gone opposite. Kosev has gone opposite of Moichet, taking off. Seveya has got no opposite. When you colour a surface, you want the surface to look nice. Undoing that colour is no issa whatsoever. So the chayra taking off. The paint on the hand. I mean, you've got to be careful. You can get what you call nail varnish remover. You could take that off. What do you have to be careful with, Rabbi Yisai? Schita, very good. You put it in cotton wool, dab it in cotton wool, and then you rub it on your nail to get off. You've got a problem with schita. You're getting the juice to come out. So that's not so good. But you can pour it on your fingers, let's say, or rub it with your fingers on there, there's no problem at all. For some reason, Rav Shlomo Zalman is very, very mad. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you can't take it off with nail varnish. He is worried, I don't know about Moich, I'm not exactly sure. A Baruch Hashem, I found later, was looking at Urcha Shabbos, he's taka off on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, why is it taka off to take off? The Chayra should be mud to take off. Well, let me stick on what we just said so far. So we spoke about the woman colouring herself on Shabbos. So we said, whatever it is, the poskim says Issa Drabon. Even though Rabbi Alof's got Sadish the Daraisa, the mice, the poskim take on is Issa Drabon of Tzevea. So all these things, any sort of colouring, eyelashes, what's called mascara, all these things which colour a person is out, one should not use them on Shabbos. Lipstick, nail varnish, all these things. We did say there's one with a heter. There seems to be one advertised as a Shabbos makeup that's kosher. I say, I tried to get hold of them. If anyone can find out this company and let me know, I'd be very grateful. I'd like to speak to them. I'd like to find out exactly what's going on. But L'chayr, many poskim, Rosh Hashanah clearly says that one shouldn't use any makeup whatsoever on Shabbos. And taking off this makeup, so that we said, L'chayr should be mutter. Taking off makeup is not a problem on Shabbos. But Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to be saying there's a problem taking off this nail varnish, so one shouldn't do that. But most of the possum holders, no problem at all. I say, if there's a big tzorach, a woman's got a big tzorach to make herself look nice on Shabbos, she's got a blemish, or what's called, she just wants to conceal a little mark on her hair, on her face, there's a big mokum lahokal, the chayra, to ask a goy to paint that area to make it, that's not a problem. All right, what's that?